Okay, do you hear me, Joe? All right. And greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, no, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour. Salam, shalom, peace. Now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. Well, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial, poor name, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, mockracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Sam Manella, where the Wall Street Bet corporate diet of death is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Lindman. And I am coming to you live from the World Veg Festival in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And it's very loud in here. I hope you can hear me. I'm having a little trouble hearing the studio, so we're going to try to get through the noise, a lot of people here. It's a, you know, it's a fun event. And supposedly this wonderful microphone is supposed to cut out background noise. So I'm going to be putting that to the test today. I'm connecting through my cell phone to the station, which I haven't done before. So that's a new movement in technology for me here today. And it's a great event. So, if you're listening on KEST radio, we're on, KCAA, live at 1 p.m. on Sundays, and KEST radio, Sundays at 4 p.m. So if you're listening at 4 p.m. today, I would still suggest that you come on down to the, County Fair building at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln. And, let's see. So after 4 p.m., you will still see Dr. William Harris, Dr. Steve Blake. Then we have a presentation tonight with the International Vegetarian Union. So we hope to see you out here. John Robbins still to speak tonight. So if you come if you get here by, well, let's see, Dr. Gabriel Cousins would be speaking right now if you're listening on KEST. Then 4:45. Dr. Michael Clapper talking on Digest Easy, Journey Through Your Amazing Digestive System. Dr. Alan Goldhammer will be here talking about fasting. Fasting can save your life. Then we have a dinner. Dixie May of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and Dilip Barman and Marley Winkler of the International Vegetarian Union have a presentation with John Davis of the IVU. And then John Robbins will be speaking tonight. So we hope to see you over here. It seems kind of noisy, and hope you're hearing us back at the station and on air. It's been a kind of a noisy San Francisco, a lot going on, Fleet Week and the America's Cup, and something that really, I don't know, I actually find it quite disturbing is the sound of the Hell's Angels in the sky. I guess those would be the Blue Angels, which is really very, it's very ominous sounding. It's when you hear it's warplanes overhead. You feel like you're in a war zone. It's very disturbing. I mean, it's to me, it's like it's a display of arrogance, you know? I mean, just this, how can it be entertaining how it's, you know, ear-shattering noises from jet planes, you know, that terrifying the animals all over San Francisco, the dogs, the cats, the birds. How is that entertaining? What is that saying? It's just such a macho display of arrogance when really it should be something much more somber than that. You know, I mean, I'm sure, what kind of message is that sending to us here in San Francisco? I don't know if you hear in the background, that's the Vitamix. The Vitamix booth. I guess he's making some more uncooked soup here for us today. It's just, what's the message that we hear with those warplanes overhead? I think it's a threat to the people of San Francisco that you're too liberal, and supporting Proposition 37, the labeling of GMO foods, is just not acceptable to the corporate powers who run the military. So I'm sure those are a warning from Monsanto and President Monsanto Obama that let's just not get too liberal out here, because we have the warplanes and we have the military detention of U.S. citizens if we feel like it. That kind of arrogance is really just so upsetting. Ah, okay, thank you, sir. We have somebody by. I have books for a donation of $20 or more. I have some great books here. I have Dr. John McDougall's book, The Star Solution. We have Who's My Religion from Richard Schwartz, The Cancer Survivor's Guide also. So if you stop by my booth here. The kind of arrogance from those jet planes flying overhead, it kind of reminds me of the arrogance, the super arrogance of, having that meat, the best butchers contest. I mean, it's like on the same level as that, just a disrespect for life that really I just find so unacceptable. A lot of people here are very upset with, it's been day after day of, it's like a war zone with the Blue Angels. I can't believe the people of San Francisco, accept that. So, Joseph, how are you doing today? Joseph of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Why don't you come say hello for a second here?
Are you on Wi-Fi?
We're on live. We're on live radio. So, Joseph Caddy with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Just have a minute or two here. You're one of the dedicated volunteers. How's the event going? How are you enjoying yourself this year?
Excellent. Everyone is happy. Vendors, attendees, guests, international delegates, young and old, children. Everyone is happy. We've got fun entertainment as well, good speakers.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great, great day. Thank you for all you do with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, Joseph.
It's part of my passion.
It is. It's part of all of our passion to save the animals and help people improve their health and the environment. So we're glad to have you here today. Tomorrow night, we're celebrating the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, Dixie May, who has dedicated her life to doing good in the world. And we're going to honor her tomorrow night with a dinner at Loving Hut Vegan Restaurant, 524 Irving Street, between 6th and 7th Avenues. That's 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner. So please come out for that. People who are signing up today here, it's $35. If you sign up here at the door tomorrow night, it'll be $40. That's the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner. And, with the warplanes flying overhead all week here, I think we need to have an event dedicated to peace also. So this coming Wednesday, Go Vegan Radio is presenting the Go Vegan for Peace Feast with Cindy Sheehan. And that'll be at Vegetarian House Restaurant, which is at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. That's 7 to 9 p.m. this coming Wednesday, dinner with Cindy Sheehan. It's $50. You can pay in advance at PayPal. The account is goveganradio@gmail.com on PayPal. goveganradio@gmail.com. And coming up, we're going to talk to some of the people who are here at the festival, enjoying the great day, the World Veg Fest, one of my favorite weekends of the year. And that will continue coming up today on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Having a little trouble hearing the studio. I hope you're hearing me back there and on air. Thank you for listening. Please support the program. We have to pay for radio airtime. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 9147.
Your support of the International Fund for Africa goes to direct aid for human babies and animals in need in Africa. Compassion for all beings is exemplified by the work of the International Fund for Africa, delivering critically needed medical services from the introduction of neonatal care in Ethiopia to the Homeless Animals Project for dogs, from the Rural Health and Development Project to the Veterinary Medicine Hospital Project, and promoting veganism as the best way to help people, animals, and the environment of Africa, the International Fund for Africa is leading the way. Its dynamic president, Dr. Antenna Roba, is a Houston emergency room physician who sees the deadly health effects of the standard African-American diet of animal products, and then goes home to Africa to witness the deadly environmental effects of the standard African-American diet there, as meat and dairy-based climate change devastates the continent. The message from the International Fund for Africa is, go vegan, Africa. No GMOs, no factory farms. Find out how you can help the International Fund for Africa help people and animals in Africa. Visit ifundafrica.org. Stop starvation. Save the environment. Visit ifundafrica.org. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com. RecipeFactory.net. Create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit RecipeFactory.net, where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones. Customize to use or avoid specific ingredients. Meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budgetary requirements. Check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load. Create food and meal substitutes. Upload your recipes and download others. Visit RecipeFactory.net. Create at RecipeFactory.net.
For the record, hell, we are the record. KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
All right, we continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, GoVeganRadio.com. We asked the Vitamix man if he could hold off on turning the machine on just for a couple of minutes here so we can hear what we're doing. We're here today at the World Veg Festival in San Francisco, live at Golden Gate Park. At least we are between 1 and 2 p.m. And then the recording of what we did at 1 o'clock is on KEST 1450 at 4 p.m. today. Still time to come on over to the County Fair Building at 9th and Lincoln Way, one of the great events in the country. Sitting next to me here today has been Erica from Gunas, which is a wonderful company designer style, eco-friendly fashion, and cruelty-free consciousness all in the bag from Gunas. Gunas is setting the style for handbags and purses and clutches and wallets and totes and travel bags for women. And Gunas is setting the style for bags, for travel bags for men, accessories also. The Gunas collections are eye-catching, bold, and edgy in design, yet luxurious and affordable and functional. Gunas believes in conscious consumption, not overproduction. Some of the lines are just produced 250 in quantity, but it's a timeless design. You love the fashion. You go to GunasBrand.com, GunasBrand.com, with these exclusive collections. They're using environmentally responsible materials, created sweatshop-free, PVC-free, 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free. Even the adhesives are water-based with no animal ingredients. So I think you're really going to love the fashions that you see. So you can learn more and see more at the website, which is Gunas, G-U-N-A-S, thebrand.com. The phone number, 888-291-7899, 888-291-7899. And so we're here today at the festival, and I see Ellen Jaffe Jones is here. Bye. Let's see if we can look at, oh, there we go.
Very cool.
Look at that. I am master technician on the video now. So you're over here with your book, Eat Vegan on $4 a Day, right?
That's so, right. Speak, a woman is buying it.
It's
so cool.
Ah, that's great. Yeah. So how are you enjoying this festival? How are things going? Have you been out here before?
No, this is my first time, and I don't want to leave. I
right.
probably should have moved here.
Right. I think
two
we're all
years ago. I just don't want to leave.
I know. It's this is such a great area. The Bay Area is such a great place. I think I have to spend more time up here now than I have been in L.A. I think for just for sanity purposes.
Yeah, I live in Southwest Florida, between two fishing piers. So, you know, it's really challenging to find good vegan restaurants. In fact, our barbecue place, Mr. Bones, put out a sign not too long ago saying they had vegan entrees, and I almost drove off the road. But I talked to the owner, and she said, we had all these Europeans coming in saying, what do you mean there's no vegetarian restaurants between here and Sarasota? So it's really amazing.
Right. Well, we see a lot of trend toward veganism here, and we're trying to push things forward also. We're up to 7.5 million vegans, the number having doubled in the last 2 years. And look at that. You're getting to sign a book right here on video while we're doing this.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were watching. Yes,
right. There. Eat Vegan.
So cool. Right. Thank you very much for buying my book. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm really all about trying to show how cheap it is to eat vegan. And it's not so much how much you can save at the store, which I am really good about comparing the prices of beans to the price of meat, but it's how much you save by avoiding disease.
Right, how much you save by avoiding disease. This is the health care plan, better than Obamacare. You know, when people were saying, what are you going to, next you're going to force us to buy broccoli? Well, I think forcing people to buy broccoli would be maybe even a better plan than Obamacare, you know?
I often say there's no money in broccoli, and there's no broccoli board, there's no broccoli lobby or association. And when you understand that, you really have to be your own investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, my mom and aunt, my mom, aunt, and both sisters had breast cancer, and my parents were so sick and diseased by the time I had kids, they couldn't live, let alone babysit them.
Mm-hmm.
So entire generations are losing each other and don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And preventable diseases, bottom line, they're just not sustainable.
So right.
Who pays for it? The government, insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a great insurance policy. Absolutely.
Right. And people think, oh, it's in my genes. It's in the family genes, the disease. It's the diet in the family genes. D-I-E diet. You know,
and all genes take a trigger. And certainly I am a living testimonial. I keep hoping that doctors will beat a path to my door. You think they would, to figure out what have I been doing differently for 30 years that has avoided this family plague. And it's not only breast cancer. Almost everybody has heart disease, diabetes. And when you see this up close and personal, it's just so sad and tragic, and
mm-hmm.
we shouldn't allow this to happen in our country or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The suffering is just excruciating.
Right. So these are The best family values are to go vegan. You know, you want mom and dad around longer. You want the kids to have a healthy life. It's the family values program. You know, we are whatever you want to see. The vegan, you know, movement is that. You know, so.
And everybody says, oh, you know, it's so expensive. Really, can you do it on $4 a day? And what I do in my slideshows that I take all over the country is focus on of beans for a serving is only a dime. Compare that to the cheapest form of hamburger meat, which is 30% fat and 70% pink slime or whatever.
Yeah, pink slime, right?
It's seven times more expensive. And you compare it to the most expensive form of meat, which is beef tenderloin, that's 37 times more expensive. Mm-hmm. So it is way cheaper to eat beans. And if you throw out the meat and dairy, then you have plenty of money left over to buy fruits and vegetables.
Right, definitely. So. And maybe people can still make it over here today if you're listening on EST. A lot of food demonstrations, a lot of people showing, you know, what we do eat, you know. And my show, a lot of people say, all right, we're convinced. Now what do we eat? And the answers are here, and the answers are in your book. And eat vegan on $4 a day, so it's doable.
Piece of carrot cake.
A piece of carrot cake. All right, great. So, well, thanks for stopping by, Ellen.
My pleasure, Bob.
Keep on signing, keep signing those books there.
Yeah,
and
you know, I got to go run a marathon or something.
Okay, yeah, right. And you do.
I do.
And you do. You run marathons,
yeah, on
right?
Oh, by the way, we have a show. Does it look like I have a protein deficiency?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No.
No, okay. No, no. And, you know, coming up to San Francisco, by the way, like walking the streets of San Francisco is kind of like a marathon also. Walking, it's like walking up straight walls. No problem for me. I walked 5 hours the other day just for fun, you know.
In Florida, where we have no hills, we call hills in San Francisco speed work.
Really, really. Okay.
Thanks
Ellen. Okay.
See you later.
See you later. Stop by, pick up Ellen's book, and you'll see that veganism is affordable. David. So, all right. So it's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. I invite you to become my friend on Facebook. It's Bob Linden, Bob Linden. And on Twitter at Go Vegan Radio. You can also listen to us on your iPhone or your Android. The best way to do that would be to go to Stitcher.com/GoVegan. Stitcher.com/GoVegan. And that'll give you a chance to win $100. And if you listen to a complete program, Go Vegan Radio gets $1. I invite you to support the program by making a tax-deductible donation. We have to buy the airtime every week. And you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And I just want to invite you to contact one of our new sponsors, Sage Global. Sage Global offers the more environmentally responsible route for you in terms of the light bulbs and your toner, and we're happy that Sage Global is joining us, and we will continue from the World Veg Festival, Veg Festival in Golden Gate Park at 9th and Lincoln Way County Fair Building. If you're in San Francisco, come on over and say hi.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage. Constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on. Day after day, month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever. But then, something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote, even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out.
Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Lynn, GoVeganRadio.com. You can support the program with a tax-deductible donation for archives, the podcast, and to donate online and help us pay for radio airtime. Go to GoVeganRadio.com. And as I mentioned, we're happy to have a new sponsor. If you'd like to advertise, email me, Bob@GoVeganRadio.com. And Sage Global Products and Services says, quote, "Dump the office creepo and let us be your staples remover." Sage Global is a vegan-owned and operated distributor for LED light bulbs replacements, toner and printing supplies, and other office needs. You can contact Sage Global. It's sageglobal-llc.com. The phone number, 888-341-3911. LED light bulbs from Sage Global average a 58% energy savings. They have a 5 to 15-year life expectancy, are mercury-free, and 100% recyclable. Replacements are available for almost all bulbs, and building retrofits are tax-deductible, and you get money back from PG&E. This is special for our listeners in the San Francisco area. You get the LED light bulbs from Sage Global and get a rebate from PG&E. You get that rebate before the end of the year. So get in touch with Sage Global, sageglobal-llc.com. And the phone number, 888-341-3911. Sage Global offers the more environmentally responsible replacements for toner made in California using recycled materials instead of foreign imports. And remember, for our listeners in San Francisco, you get a rebate for the LED light bulbs from PG&E. And for a lot of people, that's a sizable rebate. So definitely check it out. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate it. We're here at the World Veg Fest. We're live on the radio in Southern California on KCAA, and we're replayed at 4 p.m. On KEST AM 1450. Did you have a question or something? No? Okay. Okay, you just... Okay. No, that's fine. And, relatively loose radio show we have here, huh? And right now I want to bring on Sherry Soria from the Guiding Light Culinary Institute. Let me see here. There we are. We're on video also. And you're also one of the most popular people here at the event. You're always attracting a lot of people to your food demonstrations and all. Tell us a bit about your background and what you've been doing.
Well, I have to tell you, if I'm popular, it's because I serve them great food.
Yeah.
I won my first cooking contest when I was 12 years old, and I learned at that time that people really love you if you make great food.
Yeah.
I won my first cooking contest with cookies, and people followed me around ever after wanting my cookies. Well, yesterday, yes, I did a demo first thing in the morning. I usually lead off the presentations on Saturday at this event. And so we had a full house of people who wanted to learn how to make this great-tasting raw food. And that's what we're all about at Living Light Culinary Institute, is making healthy living delicious. Mm-hmm. Now, remember that health is number one, but flavor and texture and the way food looks and what it provides for us in terms of emotional satisfaction is just as important as what it provides for physical satisfaction and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our whole goal, is to make it taste great, because we know if it doesn't taste great, people won't eat it.
Right.
So, we have Living Light Culinary Institute. We are on the Mendocino Coast in a town called Fort Bragg, California. And people come from over 50 different countries to study with us. I started the school 15 years ago. I've written, we just finished our fourth book, and it is Raw Food for Dummies. So 20 years ago, when I started creating what is now considered gourmet, raw vegan cuisine, my goal was to make it taste so good that people would want to eat it. Not just eat it, as a small part of their diet, but want to make it the majority of their diet. And my goal was to take it all around the world and make it extreme. And indeed, the fact that we now have Raw Food for Dummies tells me that it has gone mainstream, because Wiley is a big publishing house. They wanted me to do this book, and actually it took them 2 years for me to actually agree to do it. I was a little resistant in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
until I realized that this was an indication that it really has become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be released 12-12-12, which I think is kind of significant. Here in rawfoodchef.com to find coffee, and also to find out more about our classes, because our school is our primary business. We have an inn, a Living Light Inn, to support our students who do come from all over the world, and they sustain people from the inn. And then we have a cafe, a raw food cafe, as well as a marketplace with different kinds of gifts and supplies for the raw food chef. And we're all organic, eco-friendly, and we just love what we do. Passionate about what we do.
Excellent. Okay. And what would some of the favorite foods be? What's really popular? What makes the food so delicious? The raw food. Give us a secret or two, and a couple of the most favorites.
Well, the secret probably is to mimic the flavor and the texture and appearance of the cooked foods that people love. That's what makes us so popular, because people would miss burgers, but we show them that they can still eat burgers. I just had a burger for lunch, and it had mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, all raw. It had, all the trimmings. So we didn't have a cooked bread burger to go with it. We had it between two leaves of fresh, live, organic romaine lettuce. But, really, that's where all the flavor is. The bread isn't the flavor. All those other ingredients, all the trimming, that's what makes it that fabulous. So we teach people how to mimic those textures, and we use different kinds of means in doing that. There's a lot of different appliances now that we can use to create textures, and so we show people how to use those kinds of appliances. And we also teach them how to put flavors together so that the flavors literally pop. Like how to combine the sweet, salty, and savory flavors that we'll love, and just make them so delicious. Because if food isn't delicious, people won't eat it. I don't care how sick they are, they'd rather die than eat food they don't like. Mm-hmm. And so it has to taste good in order for them to want to eat it. We want them to eat it because it tastes good, not just because it's healthy. Yeah, it's healthy. It has to be healthy, of course. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. It also has to taste good. It has to be enticing, productive, and feel good health, too.
Right, and that's how we create more vegans, more healthy vegans.
That's
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being with us today, Sherry. One more time on how people can contact you.
Yes, they can go to rawfoodchef.com, and they can find out all about our classes, there's recipes, they can sign up for our newsletter. We always have videos on there, and you know, they can learn all about everything that we do.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for stopping by
today.
Thank you for having me. Okay. See you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let us move the. I'm the technician again. Sure. So let's see. What are we doing here? Time wise. Let's get a quick hello from Will Tuttle here before we go to our break. Have a couple of minutes. I'd just like to say hi to Will Tuttle. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, it's great to be here at the International Vegetarian Union Biannual Congress in the San Francisco Veg Fest. Yeah,
right. Will Tuttle is the author of The World Peace Diet. That is the key to peace, going vegan. Remember our Cindy Sheehan dinner this coming Wednesday at Vegetarian House. But how are you enjoying this festival here?
Terrific. Yeah, it's great to see people who are coming together in the thousands of creative ways to help bring the vegan message to the mainstream. You know, I see lots of fabulous foods and books and lectures and organizations that are devoted to compassion for animals and to helping to people to get off of meat and dairy. So it's great to see.
Okay. If you're listening on the internet, Will is talking at 2:15 today, so you can still catch him over here. If you're listening on KEST between 4 and 5 p.m., Will gave a great talk. Oh, I'm so sorry you missed it. But you can catch him on the internet and pick up a copy from Amazon, the number one Amazon bestseller, The World Peace Diet. And if you ever have the opportunity to see Will in a lecture, definitely do it. He's one of the most dynamic speakers on veganism and really passionate about it. And vegan for 30 years.
Right. Yeah, since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah.
Great.
It's been the best decision I ever made. Marrying Natalie, that was nice. I think I never would have met Natalie.
Ah, there you go. Okay. So between Will and me, we have 58 years of being vegan here. So
yeah.
So we're doing it. Okay. I guess I should take a break. I, of course, am having trouble hearing the station from this noisy festival. We're going to say hello to Vaidya Priyanka in a moment here after we take a break. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Listener support, help us pay for airtime. So for archives and podcasts and to donate online, please go to goveganradio.com.
A grocery store that's 100% vegan. And not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery, organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds, and introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan. Raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan. 9456 Roberts Street, Roberds, Rancho Cucamonga, California. 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan. Grocery.com 909-941-4495. Viva La Vegan.
Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. coconut yogurt, cultured fermented creamed coconut meat, a treat by itself or with fresh fruit, coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter, raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies, coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com, organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available, call 626-993-5631, coconutcowcafe.com.
Southern California's Inland Talk Express is KCAA, News Talk 1050.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com, coming to you today from the World Veg Festival at Golden Gate Park. And we're at 9th and Lincoln Way. So if you're listening on KEST, still time to come on down here. It's a great day, great event. I'd like you to join us tomorrow night. We have the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner. The president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society dedicated her life to making this a better world. So let's say thank you and show our love by going to the Loving Hut at 524 Irving Street, 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, Monday. And then Wednesday, we have the Go Vegan for Peace Feast with Cindy Sheehan at Vegetarian House in San Jose, 520 East Santa Clara Street. So we hope to see you there 7 to 9 this Wednesday for dinner with Cindy Sheehan. Now to Vegan Rancho Cucamonga, Vegan with Joy gourmet cuisine from Chef Rafaya. I've had the joyful experience of enjoying Chef Rafaya's culinary creations. And now it's time for you to try her gourmet salads and sandwiches and specialties and desserts like the lentil burgers, the veggie burgers, the quiche. Chef Rafaya's carrot salad and quinoa salad are amazingly delicious and amazing because they're made with veganic ingredients. That goes beyond organic. No animal ingredients used at all, from planting to harvest. Veganic, organic agriculture. It's the way of the future, and you can taste it now at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Taste Chef Rafaya's fruit pastries or cheesecakes or cobblers, cookies, even gluten-free mini cupcakes and cakes and muffins, all delicious. Viva La Vegan is even more special now with Chef Rafaya in the kitchen with an ever-expanding menu. Taste for yourself. Free samples every Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. And join me for Chef Rafaya's Sunday Sampling Spectacular on October 21st at 1 p.m. at Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, just off Baseline in Rancho Cucamonga. Well, look, who was here? Vaidya Priyanka has stopped by, Ayurvedic healer from a 700-year line of women Ayurvedic healers in India. So how are you? It's so great to see you again. Okay. How are you enjoying the festival here?
Beautiful as always.
Okay. And your talk was
yesterday, actually.
It was yesterday, yeah. But it was folks cooking songs?
No. So it was supposed to be traditional songs from all over the world, but what we did is we did sounds and chanting and the importance of sound in conjunction with food.
Mm-hmm.
And why it is important to taste the way that you eat as opposed to just stopping your meal. And about how you instill energy into your food by way of preparing it, as well as setting an intention for who you're cooking for.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been on my program quite often regarding dairy. Also, like, give people a quick 30 seconds on. a lot of people from India are just consuming dairy. And
well, what I think, important thing is that the calf doesn't drink milk from its own mother for a longer period of time. Why is it that we as adult mammals need to do that? I just find the most repulsive thing in the world. And I cannot imagine having mucus and urine and feces of another animal on my plate or in my glass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I'm a vegan.
And you see a lot of people who suffer from diseases because they're consuming such products.
Absolutely. I actually see them suffer from very difficult conditions. I'm talking about everything from Alzheimer's to cancer to autoimmune conditions, very severe digestive issues, because many people just cannot digest milk protein. And they don't even realize that they think that they have to have an external manifestation by way of a symptom, but that's not always required. You're probably killing your insides doing
so. How can people contact you?
They can reach me on vaidya.priyanka@gmail.com, which is vaidya.priyanka@gmail.com.
Well, thanks. It was great to see you again. It's
lovely,
always a pleasure. Yeah, it's our time together every year here at the World Veg Fest. So.
Lots of bonding.
Yes, lots of bonding.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll see you soon. Okay. Let's see. Lee, are you going to come in, or Rin, or both? Or okay, have a seat. Come have a chair. Rin Berry, historian, vegetarian historian, who's been on the show many times. So, yeah, your discussion here at the Veg Fest today regards to what?
I gave a talk about the history of the vegetarian groups that changed the world, were instrumental in changing world culture, mm-hmm. beginning with the Pythagoreans in antiquity and the Buddhists and the Jains and the Gnostics. The Cathars and the Bible Christians, and the last group was the SDA, the Seventh-day Adventists.
Oh.
They all have a religious component, which is quite remarkable.
Mm.
People tend to think of the movement as a secular movement. In actual fact, it has a very strong religious component.
Well, you would think so, since it's like on page one of the Bible, isn't it? Like Genesis book 1, verse 29, and it should be hard to ignore, right?
And the advocacy groups, East and West, have their roots in religious and spiritual work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So name off a few of your books that listeners might be interested in purchasing.
Well, I have a biographical history of vegetarianism called Famous Vegetarians, which ranges over 3,000 years. It starts with Pythagoras in the West, Buddha in Asia, and it progresses to the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And, of course, Hitler is not in the book. I'm constantly being taunted by hostile non-vegetarians who ask me why I didn't include Hitler in this biographical history, and that prompted me to write a book debunking the myth that Hitler was a vegetarian called Hitler Neither Vegetarian Nor Animal Lover.
Mm-hmm. Great, okay. All right, well, great to see you, and maybe we can have Lee come in and say hello, and that's Rin Berry. Pick up his books. They're really fascinating. All on Amazon, okay. Come say hello, Lee. Lee Hall from Friends of Animals. Great to see you. We have a couple of minutes here. Great. What are you up to?
I haven't seen you since D.C., and we were subverting something.
Right, right. We went to protest at the so-called Animal Rights Conference.
We went to a culture conference called Justice for Animals, Respect for Advocates, because we were just a bit too fed up with the way certain wealthy players in the movement have seemed to suddenly now be acting as consultants to the animal agribusinesses.
Right.
And I recently have heard that there is interest from the CEO of the Humane Society of the United States
to possibly go on the board of Tyson's. The board of Tyson Food,
what
yes.
What is going on, Bob, with this?
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I sent that around to people and they think I'm joking. You know, nobody can believe that.
People were thinking it was on the Onion.
Right.
They thought it was a satire. Is it possible that Wayne Pacelli is considering joining the board of Tyson's Chicken?
You know, I mean, almost nothing is surprising after you saw, you know, the Happy Meat, Happy Meets Toby, a butcher's contest with Liu and Paul
kneeling on stage and carving away. HSUS has a pig farmer on its board. It's partners with Wolfgang Puck. I'm asking people.
There's a pig farmer on the Humane Society of the United States as a director.
A director. Yeah, right, right, right. And he credits HSUS with getting him $30 more per pig because he can sell humane pigs. That means he's getting $30,000 a week more because of his association with HSUS. Right. We're asking people, don't donate to HSUS. Don't support HSUS. Support those who support veganism. Now, you have a book that people can pick up also?
My recent book is On Their Own Terms, Bringing Animal Rights Philosophy Down to Earth. And we, in the book, I talk about the important veganism and animal rights together for an animal right. So we bring the theory of animal rights, we bring it into on-the-street activism, what we're doing in our daily lives, and it's just 100% vegan history and the way we bring veganism into the world. And I think we need to have a vegan revolution now. We can't be wasting time with these so-called
humane meat is such a waste. Yeah.
To every animal, every day is an emergency. So we need a revolution. We've needed it for a long, long time. But now we are looking at the collapse. We are looking at global warming. We are living through the sixth great extinction.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going at the rate of at least 1,000 times the background rate extinctions because of human causes.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in the midst of an emergency. And I believe that, as you just said a few minutes ago, vegan organics is the answer, and I believe, as Friends of Animals has believed for a long, long time before I got there, that we as a human species need to relinquish this idea that we are the top of the food chain, that we are somehow on top of everybody else in the bio community, and we have got to act as members of the bio community, respectful members,
right,
at the top of it.
Right.
So we're looking at population issues,
mm-hmm,
and we're looking at the way we grow our food. And we've got to do this now. We cannot wait.
But we can't wait. And happy meat is a detriment. It gets in the way. It delays everything.
It delays everything, and it also takes, if you are serious about taking pasture, you are taking the habitat, which is the home, away from free living animals,
mm-hmm,
those animals who could have true animal rights, and that's living on their own terms.
Mm-hmm.
Those animals are pushed aside as we create this pasture-based, locavore-friendly
animal rights. And 400% the methane of a factory farm when they're breastfed. We're just about out of time. Lee Hall, thank you for being with us today from Friends of Animals. We're enjoying the festival. Come on down. We're at 9th and Lincoln Way at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And please join us tomorrow night at the Dixie May Appreciation Dinner at Loving Hut in San Francisco, 524 Irving Street between 6th and 7th Avenues, 7 to 9 p.m. Dixie May is a hero to us all, decades and decades of service to the planet with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. And then this coming Wednesday, Cindy Sheehan at Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. All this information is on my website. Please join us for these events. I think I'm going to do a screening of Peaceable Kingdom next Sunday, but check my website and I'll have all the information for you there. And please support us with a tax-deductible donation so that we can continue to be on the air and purchase the airtime on behalf of animals, improves human health, and the environment. I thank you for listening to Go Vegan Radio with Bob Blenden. And to goveganradio.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Chris Earl Phillips. For this afternoon, sunny and a high near 102. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 69. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 102. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 67. On Tuesday, sunny and a high near 99. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low around 66. On Wednesday, sunny and a high near 95. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low around 65. On Thursday, sunny and a high near 93. That's your weather forecast for this hour from the station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050, KCAA.
Hey everybody, it's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Henry Ford had the right idea. Back in the early 1940s, he developed the world's first biocar. Actually, it was a prototype to